all the messages on screen to any audio definition that version becomes available. This station will now see you on screen.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Hello. Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. This is episode number 7.
We're freaking blowing through them now.
Yeah, we're just racking them up, man. Yep. So welcome. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you've downloaded this, and I'm glad you hit subscribe, because I know you all did, right?
Yep.
Well,
they
not
did.
Not you. I'm sure. You did? You subscribed too.
I subscribed to our own.
So obviously Cam's with me here too, and he's going to tell you what's going to happen this fine podcast.
I am.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, we're going to talk about, the first thing we're going to talk about is Mad Mad World.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
And then.
What was that? Huh? Did you
forget? No,
okay.
And now the meat and I'm struggling here. Meat and potatoes of our podcast is going to be, what is it going to be, Kobe?
Oh my gosh. No, you are so ill prepared for this.
I know. Prepper mistakes.
Yeah, we're going to talk
10
about. Yeah, we picked the, 10.
Yeah.
We picked 10 common prepper mistakes.
Right.
And we're going to talk about it.
Yep. That's what we're doing
today.
That's
what we're going to do.
And then. A medical tip.
Yeah, quick and dirty.
And then.
We've got a review.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're going to go after that. But first of all, guys, we got to tell you about
that. I got through it.
Man, we made it.
That's about all I need to know.
That was rough. We have a brand new sponsor here on the Casual Preppers Podcast, and we're super excited. So today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off. Listen to this, Cam.
I'm listening.
10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS. So what I want you all to do is go to www.tacpack.com. That's TACPACK.com and join. There's thousands of satisfied customers already. You could be one of them, right?
There's no way you couldn't be satisfied.
No. So what this is okay, again, 10% off for your first box.
Boom.
That's 10%. Yeah, casual preppers at checkout. So they have like knives.
That makes your total cost 90%.
Yeah. You're good at math. So they have like, this is a subscription box that comes right to your door every month. They've got knives. They've got gear for your guns. They've got patches and hats and
sweet stuff.
EDC gear. I mean, the stuff is awesome. So go check them out and let them know we sent you by using Casual Preppers at checkout. All right?
Yeah, you have to.
You have to.
Their stuff is awesome.
Yeah, also go give them a like on Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
So anyways, we're going to move on from that to something that Cam seems to not be ready for, I think.
I'm going to say right now.
It's a mad, mad world.
What?
You go first.
You want me to go first? You got to figure yours out. Okay, so mine, look, this is something I watched a little bit of the Democratic National Convention. I don't know if you've watched any of this, but my eyes bled most of the time when I was watching, just so you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
At least you watched it.
I only watched little bits and pieces of it. Because it's horrible, horrible to watch. But I saw old Elizabeth Warren get up there, and she said something. And she said, America isn't going broke, right? And I'm like,
How?
So I went up and I looked at the U.S. debt clock now. Guess, do you know where it's at? The total debt for the United States. Just guess.
$3 trillion.
Three? Try $19.4 trillion.
Oh my gosh.
$19.4 trillion. Okay, that is the total U.S. national debt. Okay, so per citizen, $60,000 per citizen.
Oh my gosh.
Is our debt. That's just
for
our
everybody?
Debt.
Oh my, that's
yes.
Incredible.
Per taxpayer, it's $162,000.
We're going to get
seriously,
out of this.
Yeah.
This is going to correct itself.
So, obviously, there is a certain party in our two-party system that is not really... they're insane, right? They're insane. So, and it's scary because $19.4 trillion is not good. I don't care what anyone says. There's people that say that debt don't matter, but they're insane. That it's just insane, right?
That is... they can't even calculate
we're,
that.
We're That's borrowing money at a rate that is just like ridiculous, and it's coming mostly
we're
from
China.
We're
being American.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's true.
Awesome.
Anyways, it's nuts, and so that's my mad, mad world update. for y'all.
Disgusting.
It is disgusting. Makes me want to throw up. Well, so does Elizabeth Warren, but whatever. So what's yours, Cam?
No, I do have one.
Oh, you
I
do?
Actually read an article today, which kind of made me a little uneasy.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's nothing new. North Korea wants to be a big bully, little teeny country.
Yeah.
But yeah, the article about them crossing, you know, they crossed the red line because we had, did you read that?
No, I didn't. I haven't read this one.
Basically, let me think. I read it this morning.
It's been a long time.
So Korea, yeah. So Korea said, if we're going to, you know, continue with those, the training activities with South Korea, that's what it was. They sanctioned
Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, Kim Jong-un. They sanctioned him, and so that pissed them off. They're like, you can't do that. And so they're like, you know, you've crossed the line. We're now going to be negotiating on war terms. Yeah.
Jeez.
Typical North Korea.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're just ridiculous. But
they're crazy enough, though.
But that's the thing. That's what scares me the most is like,
yeah,
they could just totally just, okay, we're, you know,
we're going to take everything.
Fire a freaking missile over and hit, you know, a huge city in South Korea. And then boom, we're right into war. I mean,
their standing army is humongous, too. I mean, half their country is in the army.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got nowhere else to go, but I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is. And, just the brink of war thing kind of does get me a bit fearful because my brother, you know, he's a historian and he said, you know, the way that we are, the way that the people are kind of, you know, misfits and, and a lot of people just not feeling like they have a place. This was a very similar feeling before World War One.
Yeah.
That's pretty creepy.
All we need is Franz Ferdinand to get killed, and we're ready to go.
I know.
Right?
Yep. So anyway, terrifying. Mm-hmm. We're not. I mean, war is definitely a possibility right now. And
it always
freaky.
Is. Yep.
So anyway,
freaky, man.
That doesn't say scary.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate you having something actually to tell us this week.
I did.
I appreciate it. So let's go ahead and just move on to the podcast, the whole shebang. 10 common prepper mistakes. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
You know what? Let me start.
Let you go. I'm going to let you go.
I'm going to go at it.
Take it.
Okay. So.
What's yours? What's
number
your first
one?
Number one.
And this is something I have not done. So.
Okay. So
I'm a hypocrite here.
Oh, so it is a mistake that you've made.
I is.
Okay.
Definitely.
Sure.
I don't inventory everything. I haven't inventoried everything that I've been storing. You know, I haven't inventoried my food, my supplies. I don't know if I have everything complete for, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've got beans and rice and all that. Do I have something to prepare them? Do I have, you know, when do those need to be cycled out?
Yeah.
You know, that's a huge thing is if you're going to start now or if you've already started, you need to make a clear inventory of what you have.
It's such a good idea.
It makes total sense.
I've done the same thing. I haven't done what I should there.
Yeah.
You know, I just haven't.
So, saving money. Knowing what needs to be rotated out, and then trying to get everything on a schedule. Like I looked at some different things of, you know, you have a bag of things are going to expire in like 6 months, and then you have like a shelf, and then another shelf, so things are getting rotated.
Yeah,
you know, down the
and
line,
and regularly looking at that stuff and actually moving it out, and moving it to the next thing. It's so I guess
it makes a ton of sense.
It does. It really does, because sometimes you don't know what you have, and you think you have something, and you don't have it, and you think you have this much of something, and you don't have it.
Yep.
So I think it's good to probably get on some sort of a schedule where you get down there every month or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And just look at what you have.
Right.
I haven't looked at a bunch of my water for a while, and then I realized I went down there and like two of my water things have holes in them and the water all leaked out.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was one of those things, if you're not checking it, you know, you don't know what's going on down
there. Yeah, we have like a bunch of little, that we prepared over time, little 72-hour kits.
Uh-huh.
And I dug into a couple of them.
Yeah.
And they're seriously like,
disgusting.
Stuff that's like 18 months old. I'm like, well, probably kill everybody if you eat this.
I did the same thing. I went
totally
through,
useless
through our little go bags that we had in our vehicles. And oh my gosh, man.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff.
Yeah.
There.
You showed me all that.
It was ridiculous.
So yeah, inventory, keep, you know, it save you money and make you a ton more prepared.
Yeah, I
Number
agree.
Number one.
Fantastic, Cameron. So my first one is... It's having all this gear, and I get into I'm one of those guys. I love gear. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
I think you're
I
the
want
same
more
way.
Of it.
You just want to keep getting gear. You just want to keep piling.
Oh, they have
it.
Such cool stuff.
Oh man, I know. But do you know how to use it all? And have
not
you
every
been
single
using
thing
all?
Perfectly?
Absolutely not. I definitely don't know don't know how to use everything. Like number one that I can think of is my ham radio. I have it. It's in my little Faraday bag.
We've had it for what, 6 months now?
Has it been that long? No, it hasn't been that long.
I swear it's been almost that.
No way. Seriously?
We got it. The EMP pack was like February. It's almost 6 months.
Bullcorn. That's not right, is it?
I swear.
Okay, anyways, we've had it for a while. Right? You could actually go look probably on our YouTube channel, our old one. Anyways, but yeah, I've got that ham radio in there. I've got it sitting there, and I don't know what to do with it, really. I have to go learn how to do it. And, you know, so that's something that you need to think about. You know, you need to think about learning to use this stuff. And if you have all this fire starting gear and you've never tried it,
yeah,
you don't know if that crap's going to work or not.
Right.
And I've learned that several times. I'm like, I throw it in my bag. I'm like, I want to start a fire when I'm up on the mountain today. And I get up there and I'm like, this doesn't work.
Right.
This is horrible. I look like an idiot trying to start a fire.
I know.
You know what I mean?
You do.
I usually do. You know, having compasses around, but not really knowing how, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Not really knowing the exact proper way to use those and to best utilize those things, you know.
Yeah.
Keeping your knives sharp, that's kind of goes into that, making sure, you know, going back and checking stuff.
Yeah, I've got a hatchet that I can't tell which end's chopping it.
Really?
Seriously. It's like, is this the handle? Yeah. Is this a hammer?
Yeah. And that kind of goes with your food storage and stuff too. You know, some people buy, you know, I have a bunch of this stuff, the freeze-dried stuff or whatever it is, but have you ever actually tried to cook something with it?
No.
Because I haven't either, and I think it's probably a good idea, because when crap goes down, you're going to be like, okay, let's just try this.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of being like, oh, we tried it this way and it worked really well, so we know how to do this.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And trying different recipes and practicing skills like fire starting navigation, communications.
That's like our last episode.
Yep, all that sort of stuff. Okay. And, you know, I suggest just, and you can almost do this with your point, your first point is your inventory. When you take an inventory on your food and whatnot, look at your gear at the same time. You know what I mean? Pull it out and say, oh, crap, I don't know what to do with this. You know, and figure it out.
How much crap needs batteries?
Yeah, it's pretty much everything, yeah. So anyways, that's mine, you know, having all the gear but not knowing how to use it.
Yeah, I fall into that trap.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Bye. Next one, not looking at the bigger picture. So what I mean by this one is, okay, so you know, you've got all this food prepared in your basement or, you know, your bug out bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happens when, you know, you're in that environment for 6 months and you've just used up all of your resources? Have you thought past that? Where you're going to go to get more food, where you're going to go, or who you're going to communicate with to get, you know, the things you need, the medicines, the ammunition. You need to just, instead of, I know that's kind of hard, but because, I mean, long-term planning in that scenario is super hard.
Yeah, and maybe that's, you know, a step two or three.
But just thinking about.
Yeah, at least getting, you know, a thought process going with it.
And I was thinking, you know, if you're in that, you know, how are your kids going to get taught or the information they need? I mean, do you have ways of doing that? You know, do you have supplies to continue teaching them how to, you know, simple things, read and write or history or math, you know, just looking further ahead of, okay, well, if this all goes down and I, you know, definitely have my food, but then what happens when that starts to run out? Who am I going to look to, or, you know, or the other thing is to think, am I going to have to evacuate the area?
Yeah.
You know, is this, whatever's happening, going to make it, you know, far enough inland, or do I live near, you know, a volcano that's going to erupt, and, you know.
Yeah.
So you got to plan all way ahead. Not as fully, but.
So you're saying I need to plan for volcano eruption.
You need to plan for 20 years
ahead. 20 years?
No, I'm just kidding. But no, just, I mean, thinking about those things beyond just prepping for emergency
situation. Your 3-day bug out bag adventure.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
So, yeah, looking further into the future.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you. So my next one is it's relying too much on yourself and sort of not branching out and building yourself a network. And I think we're going to do a full podcast on this one day, building your prepper group.
Yeah, I think we,
you know what I mean? Cuz seriously, there's no way to do everything. You don't know all the skills you have to know to, well, maybe some people do. I'm not Survivor Man though. You know what I mean? I'm not Les Stroud or that kind of stuff. So so I was looking at this and thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, there's going to be Let's see, how many did I get? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got like 6 kind of different guys that you're going to need to know. Or girls. It doesn't matter, right? It could be guys or girls. I'm gender neutral.
Just girls. I'm going to just...
You're going with all girls. First off, you're going to need a medic of some sort, mm-hmm. right? You're going to need someone who has medical knowledge, first aid knowledge, and all that stuff, because that's going to be one of the... You know, you're going to have issues there. Everybody
does. One of the most important skills ever. Yes.
It kind of is, yeah. And Cam's like, I'm in every prepper group known to man because he's got those skills.
Me.
Yeah, everybody wants him. Nobody wants a video production guy like me. That's gone by the wayside.
You're down there a ways. Yeah. No.
Anyways, so, you know, a medic is kind of the first one. And then you need a soldier of some sort.
Right,
you know,
you do.
Military type guy.
I would
guy.
Agree. I want somebody like
you
that.
You do. You know, military, law enforcement, somebody like that that has, you know, weapons knowledge and...
Well, like I've said, your dad, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. I'm definitely
just because of his armory?
He could arm half the town with a weapon.
He absolutely could, yes. So he's a good guy to have around. And then you need somebody who's maybe a farmer type that knows how to grow things and be, especially for like long-term stuff, you know, cause somebody's going to have that knowledge base, a hunter, you know, some of these can be, you know, a couple people, you know, one person could be the hunter and the farmer and whatever it may be, but you know, you need to know someone who can hunt, or you yourself needs to be that person,
right?
Obviously.
Yeah. And I'm not a hunter.
You're not a hunter. No. And then you need MacGyver, basically. You need the guy that can fix anything.
The handyman. Abduct the handyman out of his van.
Exactly. You need that guy around because he's going to be invaluable. Seriously, like he is going to be. Like you're
it's like picking teams.
Yeah.
I want you. You.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm the guy left at the end like, you guys need a podcast produced? Seriously.
All right, man.
All right, man. We'll get you.
No,
but anyways, that's... You know, relying too much on yourself. Obviously, you yourself need to build those skills, and you need to branch out, and you need to have some sort of a network, right?
Yeah, and I think like we've talked too about involving your family and your spouse.
Yeah,
because
let them get some skills. Let your wife get some skills. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cooking and, you know, let her figure out the food if you have to.
You know, cooking.
Was that sexist?
You know, cooking or doing laundry and having babies.
Yeah.
You need that person.
I can't do all those things.
Sorry. That was. You jerk.
Yeah. Someone needs to iron your socks. Right?
Yeah.
Anyways, so don't neglect your network.
Yeah.
Boys and girls.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm. What do you got now, bud?
Well, I got password code on my
phone.
That's
probably the first time I've ever called you bud.
Hey, buddy.
I think, hey, buddy. No, I've called you buddy before.
Hey, guy. Mine is stockpiling the wrong or poorly researched items.
Oh, yeah.
So it's easy to buy a crate of 4,000 pounds of tuna, but
that's a lot of
does everybody really like crates, tuna in your family?
Yeah, they
like,
do.
I don't even think my wife would eat.
Oh, she doesn't
fish.
Like tuna?
She'd probably eat tuna, but I mean.
Yeah.
Just if you stockpile just
I don't have mayo.
Get a bunch of mayo and lemon juice and pepper and but I mean things that you don't like, it's going to be pretty miserable if you stockpiled a bunch of crap that you know somebody told you was really good or a really good deal.
Like to me, like I can eat beans and rice, but if I had to eat it every day, I would kill myself.
I know. That's exactly
die.
What I mean.
Just let me die. Because if I have to eat it once a week, okay, I'm fine with that. But I'm not eating beans and rice every day.
I know.
I don't care what you say.
I know. No matter how healthy, you're just, I mean, if you stored like 500 pounds of MREs, you'll kill yourself. Probably.
Oh yeah, probably. Well, that's what I'm saying. Everybody goes, you just buy beans and rice.
Yeah. It's easy to buy like those things that are going to give you all the nutrition and calories, but they're going to, your morale is going to be.
If I'm eating beans and rice every day, I'm going
to
kill somebody.
My kids will starve to death if I don't have treats. They will die.
You're going to have to, you have to have fruit snacks.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. That's the things that, you know, stockpiling like candy bars and chocolate and things that, you know, candies that store long because, you know, you've got to build that morale and you've got to have comfort food, man.
You do.
You really do.
I don't care what anyone says, man.
So, don't stockpile the things that you don't like just because it's a good deal or because it's going to be miserable.
Yeah.
6 to 8 months on something, the same food every day. I hate the same thing every day. Oh, like my wife,
she could
eat ham and cheese sandwich every day for the rest of her life and be fine. God. And it just, I can't do it.
Yeah, it's tough.
So, you know, research some of the things that you're storing, and, you know, the freezer dried foods, like how to prepare them. Just like we found out when we went camping.
Oh, gosh. There's
some pretty nasty ones. Kobe loves the eggs.
Oh, my gosh. The Mountain House meal with the eggs and the sausage. It's like eating pure straight ass. I'm not even kidding you.
So, yeah, you need to spend some time.
It's worse than ass. Because it's like chemical ass, almost. Because it has like that chemical taste to it.
Like the bag.
God, good Lord. I would have rather eaten the bag. I should have just eaten the bag because it would have been better.
Just salt bark.
You're over there freaking chowing down on
I'm like, man, I'm full on these biscuits and gravy.
The biscuits and gravy, they smelled so good.
They were good. I would stockpile a bunch of those.
Yeah.
But, you know, just mixing it up, having a lot of variety, having comfort foods, having candy, you know, you've got to look at all those things and don't just, you know, buy those 4-week meal plans because...
Yeah. You know, it's okay to have some of that. And it's good, actually.
It does sound really convenient. There are probably some really good ones, but you probably... I mean, I was looking at... Was it Patriot...
Patriot Supply.
Oh my gosh, they're expensive. You see how
some
much?
Some of them are, yeah.
But they're probably good quality.
Yeah.
But I know that there's some cheap ones you can buy like on
Walmart,
a deal.
Walmart has some, and they're not bad. I've tasted a few of them. They're not bad, and they're pretty good deal. So, I think they have like Augustin Farms and something else.
Nice.
So obviously, you've got to try them.
You definitely do.
That's all you
can
do. You
got to experiment a little and see what...
Because really, you know, we're not always prepping for... the end of the world,
or it could be famine.
Yeah, it could be you lose your job and you just don't have a lot of food.
Exactly,
and you're trying to save. So that could
there's
get
tons
you
of canned
3 months.
Yeah,
while you're looking for a job.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's yeah, that's what you have to look at. Yep. So anyway, that's my thing is you know research what you're getting and don't stockpile a bunch of garbage.
Yeah, garbage is bad.
I hate garbage.
So mine. Of course, I got this one. Forgetting sanitation and hygiene.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It is something, though. We all do get super focused on gear. We get super focused on food.
Now, that will get you chosen on a team. If you smell nice and are nicely groomed.
I'm going to smell so good.
He doesn't have any skills, but this guy, he smells good.
He smells good. He's been wiping his ass with toilet paper. You know what I mean?
He has a bunch of toilet paper and deodorant in his basement.
Yeah.
He's on our team.
He's on my team. So seriously, no, think about it, though. Stuff goes down. You don't have running water.
Yeah.
You don't have medical facilities.
Yeah.
You're going to get sick. Yeah. I mean, if you don't have good hygiene, that's like how half the world in the third world countries, that's how they die is bad hygiene and bad sanitation. True. You know what I mean? They get sick and they die. You don't want to do that.
This isn't Oregon. We're not a bunch of hippies. Just kidding. I'm an Oregon fan.
There's probably someone listening right now from Oregon. It's like, yeah.
Well, they're awesome then. I mean,
good Lord, all these hippies up here.
I went to school, okay?
You did go to school up there. You moved back
and
there.
And I moved back there.
And then you moved back
but
here.
But then I moved back here.
Yeah, to God's country.
But, you know, yeah, I don't like being around stinky people.
No.
I don't like seeing stinky people.
And it's not even about that. I mean, there's other things, too. No, it is. But so I've made a list of a few things that you just need to think about, right? Number one. Toilet paper.
Right.
You knew I was going to say that. But okay, it does kind of sound like it's a luxury item, right? Like, I'm prepping toilet paper.
You can do a lot with toilet paper, though.
That's true.
A bed.
Yeah. I guess you can make a bed out of it. But think about it. Okay, think about this. So you are in a situation where you're actually having to use your preps, right? It's going to be really, really stressful. And you're going to have tons of anxiety. So think about what I'm saying here.
Wiping your butt is going to be really nice.
Also, you're going to be eating weird food that you don't eat all the time.
That's true.
It's going to be a disaster area back there. I mean, it's not going to be like your, you know, you're corn fed every day.
That's true.
Stuff. So discomfort's going to just add up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so if you can have a bunch of toilet paper that...
We got it.
You get it? I'm just saying that it's gonna be helpful.
Your butt's gonna be gross.
Yeah, and
during
that's gonna
the apocalypse.
Help. It's gonna help.
You don't want zombies following a stinky butt.
No, but I'm serious, man. Your guts are gonna be all over the place.
They are. Mine already are.
Yeah. And the Imodium won't be readily available.
I'm out. Where's Kobe?
That bastard's got toilet paper. You
know? Yeah, no, it's true.
So anyways. And, you know, store extra toothbrushes, mouthwash.
Yeah. I hate
you can go to the dollar store and get mouthwash, man, and for a buck.
Yeah. And obviously. A tooth problem in the apocalypse.
Did you say tooth?
A tooth problem.
A tooth problem. Yeah.
That's probably one of the worst things in the world.
I mean, look at Castaway.
Yeah.
What did he have to
but
do?
But seriously, like keeping good care of your teeth. Yeah.
Yeah. No, so
I totally agree.
You know, think about it. So also, if you have a wife or if you have daughters, feminine hygiene products.
Yeah.
Yes. You're not going to hear the end of it if you don't have them.
No kidding.
Right?
Yeah, that needs to be stored.
So think about that. Deodorant, shampoo, laundry detergent.
Yeah.
Of some sort, some way to clean your clothes, right? Soap, obviously you need some extra soap. I mean, sometimes you don't think about that. It's like, I need to buy a bunch of extra soap. I have it laying around. You know, you think about how you're going to take a bath. You know, when you don't have running water, because you're not gonna just gonna have extra water to throw in the bathtub, most likely. So think about, you're gonna go to the river, you're gonna go to a lake, or are you just gonna wait till it rains and run out there and soap yourself up? Because you could do that. It never rains here. It rains here once a month, maybe. Figure out a way to build an emergency toilet. If you have to, 5 gallon bucket with a garbage sack, because you have to do something with it, or you're gonna get sick.
That's true,
right?
That is true.
Learn how to dig a latrine. I mean, those are things you seriously need to think about.
No, I agree. It's true.
Think about it.
I think
have I convinced you yet?
Have I went and bought a bunch of toilet paper? No, not yet, but I will.
I have a little bit in
so
there.
So you don't have to smell my stinky butt.
I do have some in there. Not as much as you might think I have.
Anyway. Yeah. I don't even want to know.
Moving on.
All right. So my next one is prepping too fast. So the reason I put that one in there is you get kind of freaked out and you're all stoked about prepping and you just go and spend a ton of money on unresearched.
Like you see Hillary's face and you're just like, holy crap.
Yeah.
You have like an urge to buy like all the freeze-dried food you can and knives and guns.
Right. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, it takes time. There's a lot to research. There's, you know, there's a lot of podcasts from us you need to listen to.
There right now there's like 7 episodes.
You'll be pretty much prepared.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's easy to just try and gather a bunch of crap that is really going to be useless or you don't know how to use. You know, you're just going to not make an inventory either because you're just going to be gathering all this garbage.
Yeah.
So, it takes time to learn those skills, the skills that you need. So
it does,
you know, despite
man.
Grabbing all that crap, it's just a waste of time.
I mean,
and
it's helpful to have it, obviously, but it's not as useful as if you know what you're supposed to be buying and why you're buying it and how to use it after you buy it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
So I know that it's possible the end of the world could happen tomorrow, but it doubtful. Could. So
it was not going to end on a Friday.
Take baby steps. Baby steps baby into steps. The prepping arena.
Baby steps around the office.
But yeah, prepping too fast. Not good.
Okay. That was a quick one. That's all right though.
Yeah.
The next one, keeping all your preps in one place. This is kind of a big deal, I think, right? So don't store everything in one room in your basement. I mean, it's just not a good idea, right? You could have a flood, you could have a fire, and it's all gone.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all gone just like that. I mean, you have nothing left.
Or a tremor,
or a thief could come in and take everything. I mean, there's those prepper thieves out there that are just taking everybody's
preps. That's true. And I'm sure they're going to be going right for basements.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly where they're going to go. Yeah. So you think about diversifying your locations. I mean, it's a good idea to keep stuff in your cars always.
I need to put more stuff
in. You need to have some sort of a bug out bag in your car or have an EDC kit of some sort in there, you know, because you could be gone and your wife could be gone with the kids and something happens. They need to have something with them, right? You think about if you have your bug out location picked, you know, if you have a cabin or whatever it may be, have some stuff there.
Yeah. It's easy to just an old backpack full of stuff. Cause you know,
or even more, even food storage up there, obviously
you can
do that. So anything, just diversify, you know, there's survival caches. A lot of people are doing that now. Those survival caches, they'll go hide a cache of stuff.
I think that's
somewhere.
A good idea.
I think it's an awesome idea.
We need to do it.
Yeah, I think we should. Maybe we should do that.
That'd
one
be pretty cool.
Yeah,
and then if things all become
that could be
glorious
of,
and nothing ever happens,
you're fine.
That'd be fun. You got a time capsule.
But anyways, you know, you have that part of your plan. You have your survival cache out there. If you have to bug out, go there first.
It's a good idea. It's a great idea.
Yeah. Your garage is a good place. You know, put it in the garage. A shed. Get a shed out back. Just think about diversifying locations because...
Even at your... Yeah. Like my workplace, I've got places I could stash in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? You might as well because you're there half your life anyways.
No kidding.
Right? So diversify your location of your preps.
Oh, my family's fine. I'm bugging in.
I'm going to stay here.
I got all kinds.
I got an internet connection. I'm good.
I got candy bars and toilet paper.
syringes.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Go ahead.
And then I have didn't prepare for those wanting your supplies. So did you prepare for those looters, the burglars, the unprepared, which is going to be probably 90% of the population?
At least 90%. At least. I'd say 95%.
Yeah. So do you, you know, we talked a little bit about, wait, no, you've got security, don't you? You didn't say anything about that.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
We talked about security last week.
Last week we did. Yeah. Yes.
So like security devices, I mean, you can get battery operated, you know, what are they called? Motion detectors, and you can get, you know, trip wires, and you can get booby traps, make booby traps, you know, how are you going to defend your supplies? Cause it's likely that there's going to be a lot of people around you that aren't prepared.
Yeah.
And there's probably some that know you probably are prepared.
Yeah. Especially if you have a podcast of some sort that kind of puts that out into the world. Everybody knows.
Well, I think they do.
I'm going to guess they've got
something. So, you know, research how to make traps, you know, how to use, you know, like car batteries to set up alarms and device, you know, things to keep your stuff safe and your family safe.
Yeah.
You need to, you know, plan on having like a guard tower or somebody on guard and how to defend themselves.
And team up, man. Team up.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to have
somebody on
have
watch.
That
you have it. Mm-hmm. That's awesome that way.
Yep.
You know, camouflaging supplies, you know, putting them, like Kobe just said, having them in different areas.
Yeah.
And then carry a lot of firearms.
Yeah, all the time. Have weapons.
Yeah, grenades. Grenades. Countermeasures.
Even your countermeasures, man.
But no, you just need to be prepared for, you know, as much as we want everything to be peaceful and organized, it's just not. And people are going to know
it is, but
or they're going to be, after a certain amount of time, they're going to be looting houses. It's just going to happen.
People get hungry enough, they're going to come after you. It doesn't matter.
So, yeah.
Doesn't matter. Awesome.
Prepare yourself.
So, my last one is never practicing your plan, you know, having that plan, but never actually trying to implement it in some way to where you know that, oh crap, that doesn't work. That's just not going to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nope.
You know, make sure your family and your group knows what you're doing, that they know the plan. Because when it goes down, it's going to be chaotic. Most of the time, it's not going to be like, oh, well, it's coming, so we got a couple hours to figure. It's going to be like, we got to go now.
Kids, you know what I mean? Let's have a family meeting right now.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going in the basement for 20 years.
Yeah. You don't want all of your preps to just be for nothing. You know what I mean? If it goes down and you don't know what you're doing and you lose everything or, you know what I mean? It's not good. So, I was going to say, every 6 months at least, get with your family and practice your plan. There's going to be people who are going to do it more than that, but we do this casually. So, 6 months is, I think, a good time. Every 6 months, you just get in there and you practice your plan and you make sure everybody knows it and what's going to happen.
Yeah,
and make sure you know your family has basic skills.
No, I think that's good. Yeah, I mean, what if something happens to you between getting home from work, or you can't get to your family?
Yeah,
they don't know where you've stored stuff. They don't know where or how to use things. I mean,
exactly.
While you're learning those, you might as well just teach them as well.
I've been really thinking about getting my wife a pistol and going down to the range and making sure she knows how. I mean,
my wife's pretty good at shooting.
Is she?
Yeah,
good.
Probably better than me.
That's good.
She actually is really good.
And you know, make sure that, yeah, like you said, they know where all the gear is, they know where the preps are, and they have a basic knowledge of the gear that they know what to do with it when they have to use it.
No, I think that's we just sat down last week and went over things with our, actually it was just first of this week, just talking about, I mean, the basic stuff that my little boys don't really you know, like if there's a fire outside, like, and you know, don't answer the door, just the basic stuff.
Yeah.
Like we went over, you know, go in the basement if this happens, if it's an earthquake, you know, where to be safe. Cause most of the time, like my boys understand enough, but they're not.
How old are they?
One's 3 and one's 6.
It's hard.
I don't think they've gone over that stuff in school.
No.
So I'm like, you know, earthquake prep and where to go and why we go in the basement and why not to answer the door and, you know, and
basic
and
stuff.
Why, you know, not to panic. This is why mom and dad want to go down to the basement.
Mm-hmm.
You can
don't
stay
panic
up here.
Don't panic.
Don't freak out. Mom and dad are going.
We're going to hear some noises no matter what you do.
We're prepping.
This is called mom and dad prep time.
Right. So yeah, but
that's good stuff. Yeah. So everybody needs to know what's going on. Practice your plan.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
That's all I got, Cam.
That's all I got.
That's all you have?
Pretty simple list, right?
Yeah, it's a very simple list. I'm sure Cam will write up a
I'll have it
nice,
up next month.
Yeah. Probably. Still, I don't think you've gotten your quick and dirty from last week up yet, have
you? Yeah, I just haven't found a picture. Okay. I'm done. It's done. Will you find a picture for me?
Yeah, I sure can do that. Mm-hmm. So anyways, most of the time we do make an article from these, and we put them up on the website, and we include the actual podcast in those as well. You can just click right on it and listen to it.
So if you're deaf, well, you probably wouldn't be listening to this right now.
If you're deaf, listen closely.
But if you have somebody that's deaf, that would love to read this.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly why we do
it's
this.
It's only for deaf people.
Oh, geez. Anyways, okay, so we did get something in the mail, I think it was yesterday or the day before, from the Prepper Jack. Yeah, it's right. Cam has it right over there. He's looking at it right now. So the Prepper Jack sent us their fire starting kit, right?
They did,
absolutely.
Which was awesome. Thank you.
Yes, we want to thank him. Thank the Prepper Jack. So you go to www.theprepperjack.com, and you can see all the stuff they have over there. This is the fire starting kit. It's $9.99. Is that correct, Cam?
That's correct. So
what do you see in that there thing? It has a candle, I believe.
So it's got a nice little canister that can be used for.
Yeah, I like the little waterproof canister. It's really nice. It has like a little Bic lighter, a mini Bic. Is it a Bic? I think it's a Bic.
It is a Bic.
Okay, so it's a mini Bic.
It's a little Bic.
It has a couple little mini glow sticks, which are kind of nice. If you're trying to start a fire in the dark, you can break one of those glow sticks and you can kind of see what you're doing.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I didn't think about putting these little teeny ones in.
Yeah, it's kind of, those are nice to have around. It has a razor blade in there. It has a little razor blade. I think it has some cotton. I think the cotton's actually treated with something. Is it?
I don't know. It smells like a hamster cage.
Does it? Well, there's that little fire starter stuff in there, too. Yeah, that looks so like the hamster food.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So you just break that up, start a fire.
There is a pencil sharpener for making tinder off a small stick or something like that. And then it has the Prepper Jack fire cooking ingredients, which is you put these two ingredients together, and there's a chemical reaction, and it starts a fire for you.
And it's like plutonium.
It's like plutonium, apparently.
Explodes.
Yeah. So it's cool stuff. I haven't got to field test it yet. Maybe we'll take it out next time.
We're
out, and we'll see how it works.
There is a lot included in this little thing. I mean,
so for $10, yeah, it's great to keep in a bug out bag or go bag or in a vehicle.
Yeah, you could literally just get it and throw it in a bag.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't even need to open it.
Yep, don't even need to open it. So we would like to thank the PrepperJack.com for sending those out.
Oh, cool, thanks.
Yeah, fantastic. Cameron?
Uh-huh.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
Oh, it's that time again?
It is. It's that time.
All right. Well, this is going to be a two-parter. To be continued.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So this one, you know, to stabilize spine injuries.
Oh, yeah. Those are bad.
So spinal immobilization. Kind of difficult out there in the, you know, you don't have a body board or anything to.
Well, maybe you don't, but I take one with me everywhere I go.
So I have two. So the reason I've got this in two parts is first, a short board immobilization device. I mean, that's for something to kind of quickly get somebody outside of an area to a better area. And then the one I'll talk about next week is an improvised longboard immobilization.
Oh.
So that one, you know, that one's for long-term, long transport that stabilizes the spine. So this one.
So why would I have to stabilize a spine? Can you tell me that?
Oh, you fell off a cliff.
Okay.
You know, shot in the back. Car accident.
Okay.
You know.
Sure.
Pile driver.
I'm just saying, I just want you to lay it out for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So pile drivers and gunshots.
Yes. Pile drivers and gunshots.
Cliff falls.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So one thing you can use is your backpack frame. So you flip your backpack over, and this is kind of cool. Now, I don't have one of these, but I'm going to get one.
Okay.
One of those little expandable shovels.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So you actually use the shovel itself to, like, you just
put
some padding around it, and it'll stabilize the back of your head. And then you run, you know, the pole down, just take the handle off or, you know, the bulky part of it.
Yep.
And that's going to run kind of down your spine. And then you lay that into your backpack. So you've got the backpack right side up. Stick it in there. You've already got those straps over your shoulder that you can wrap backwards over their shoulders.
Yeah.
Then you've got the waist the waistband. So you can click that, and then you just use like a regular belt or whatever. So you can stabilize them. And then, you know, you just take, you could take water bottles to stabilize their neck. So you just tie two of them around so that that keeps their head from moving.
You know they can't see you right now, right? With all the hand motions.
I know. I'm trying. It's better for me to explain with my hand.
Okay.
Or you take, like the sleeping, the pads, the sleeping pads.
Yeah.
You can roll them up or cut them and then roll them up enough and stick them to the sides of your head.
Yeah.
And then kind of go around the, your forehead with a belt. And then you can actually, I don't know that many people use these, but a fanny pack, if you stuff it full of, you know, socks or a coat or a jacket.
Toilet paper.
You put it, or toilet paper, like two rolls. That's actually exactly what it recommended with toilet paper. No. So fill in that fanny pack, you can actually put it under your chin and it kind of sits on your chest and then you just snap it behind the neck, you know,
yeah.
Be careful not to mess with the neck. But see, there's a good picture. I'll try and get something up there.
Yeah, maybe you can get that up there. That's nice.
And then the inverted pack system is you take the backpack and flip it upside down. So you're, the strap on the actual strap on the backpack for your hips, you know, the lower strap, you can use that around your top of your head. You know, you're basically using that to secure either the sleeping pads or your...
Water bottles.
There you go. So yeah, you're using it upside down to do that. You can still use the shoulder straps and, you know, kind of just make you a quick little short board immobilizer so you can get somebody out. Isn't the other thing is a snowshoe system. You can actually use snowshoes really well to, I mean, if you got your snowshoes with you.
Or even a stick if you had to.
Yeah, no, and you can use any, you know, brake branches and everything to kind of stabilize, but you're probably going to have either a backpack or fanny pack maybe.
Yeah, for, I don't go anywhere without mine.
I don't know. So yeah, and then next week I'll talk about a longboard immobilizer for, for further transport.
Nice.
So, the end.
The end. That was fantastic, Cameron.
It was. And I'll try and get a good picture up so you can, I mean, it explains a lot more than how I'm explaining
exactly.
It's hard to get it all in there.
So once again, guys, we would like to tell you about our new awesome sponsor, TacPack. 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 Guys, don't forget about it. The only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional grade stuff inside. Like I said, 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS. This is legit. 10% off.
Use it.
Yeah, go use it. So go to www.tacpack.com. Join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. So go give them a follow on Instagram and Facebook. Those guys are awesome. They're always posting rad pics of them on the range and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, they got cool stuff. So we will actually have our first TacPack box this week, I believe. So hopefully on the next podcast, we will have a nice little review of their box.
Yeah, their stuff looks really...
Oh my gosh,
like their quality looks just awesome.
It's really high quality stuff. You get a really good deal for... I think it's $50 a month, but most... I think this month... Was it this month or next month? It's like $94 was the value.
Yeah, their stuff looks really good.
It's legit. So, guys, go check it out. And also, come see us at casualpreppers.com. Come see us on Instagram. Come see us on Facebook. You got anything else to say, Cameron?
No.
That's it?
No. Check out TacPack. Check us out. Check me out.
Check it out.